XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So this is, hello by the way, this is the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, and if you're a regular downloader slash listener to the podcast, you'll know that these high octane podcast introductions that we've been asked to do are just getting ever more low octane in many ways, aren't they? So,
yeah.
But what normally happens is, as you know, Olivia, who puts the podcast together, is normally in here with us now, and we've just come in here to record it. And I'll be honest, we don't know where she's gone. Ooh. She's not around. Which, for a start, isn't very professional, is it?
No. She was late in this morning as well.
Yeah, she looked a bit hungover, and then, contrary to what she normally has for breakfast, which would be sort of porridgey, sort of fruity, sort of cereally, she went straight in for a bacon and egg sandwich.
Yeah.
So we're just going to call her and see if we can. She's find out. She doesn't know we're about to call her. Oh, well, this is being recorded, by the way. So we'll just see what she says. Hope she answers.
Your call has been forwarded to the T-Mobile voicemail service.
Olivia.
It's not available to take your call.
Olivia.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Olivia. It's John here. I'm in the studio with Matt. We're just recording the podcast intro, and you need to be here for that, but no one can find you. So we're just ringing up to terminate your contract.
Yeah. You turned up drunk this morning as well.
Yeah, you did.
Late.
Yeah.
So that's not helped.
So you're going to have to take this as notice, really.
I mean, it's all very well getting your mum to make us sandwiches, yeah. But...
Which you did, by the way, and they were very nice sandwiches.
Doesn't cover up for your...
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true.
I mean, it doesn't...
Are you doing a
podcast? Oh, hi.
Hi, Olivia, you're right.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on? This looks weird.
Well, if you call your answer phone...
How do I hang this up? I don't know how to hang the phone up.
Call your answer phone in a few minutes.
Oh, God. You left it on.
You were just technically talking to yourself down your own answer phone just then.
No, that is weird.
We left you a very friendly message, though. We didn't say anything bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Dave, can you go and delete that message? Hi, Olivia.
Hey, what's
Hi.
On the podcast?
Hey, you look really well today. You haven't been drinking or anything. You look great.
Yeah.
You look great, really on top of it.
We're really enjoying working with you.
And you came in early this morning and everything, didn't you?
Yeah, really early. Yeah.
You look really good.
30 minutes early.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Was it just a bowl of bran flakes.
Really?
Healthy.
Anyway, what's on the podcast, Olivia, this week? What's on the podcast?
This week?
Yeah.
We've got Frank Turner.
Frank Turner, everybody.
Yep. Yeah. Lords of Misrule.
Lords of Misrule, of course. Dave talking corporate guff speak in a boring meeting.
Imagine some dragons, of course.
We certainly imagine
a lot of that.
We like imagining dragons, don't we? That relaxes us all.
Lazy PR.
Some lazy PR, good. Thanks, Olivia. Did I mention you look great?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, cheers. Okay.
Which means it's time to... hold our faces face down in the sort of, I guess I'm going to say it's a sort of suffocating, sick pillow of showbiz tossip. We get it out of the way. We get the celebrity showbiz toss-ip out of the way each morning around this time, so it doesn't really bother anyone for the rest of the day on XFM. It's not really... we don't really know who these people are or understand it, but we're learning. We think we feel dirty, really, going into this. You know, it's like the same feeling you get when you pick up Heat magazine. You just sort of glare at it. I don't know who any of these people are. It's that, isn't it? We've now had to put one of those... you know when the foot and mouth disease was... mad cow and all that was all over the countryside?
Yeah.
Matt, you remember all that?
Yeah.
And you couldn't go for a walk on a country path, could you, without treading on a sponge full of disinfectant. Remember that? That's
right,
what they used to do around the farms and stuff. And so we've had to have one of those installed just outside the studio door to make everyone in here feel a little bit cleaner than they do once we've dipped into this chaff news.
Yeah. What we're going to burn it afterwards in a huge pyre in a field.
Yeah.
We're going to get this chaff and burn it.
Get it in there off... JCB's picking it up and putting it in the pit.
That's... you got to, unfortunately, yeah. So the big story... Well, I mean, this is front page news in The Sun today. JLS are to split after 5 years together.
I am devastated.
I mean, I'm not sure where we go from here as a country.
I don't know. It's the worst news.
It's the worst possible news.
Aston Merigold says it's just that time.
What, who?
We are still the best of friends. I don't know. I think he's a...
Didn't he invent gloves?
It sounds like a type of cider, in fact, doesn't it? A pint of Aston Merigold, please.
Is that the one made with gloves? Yes, it is.
Yeah. We're still best of friends, he says. Oh. And always will be. But this is the end.
Who are the other people in that band?
One of them's... Marvin.
Hang on, wait a minute. Let's defer to our showbiz experts and Justin Bieber, resident Justin Bieber fan, Dave the producer. Dave, who are the people in JLS?
Well, there's three more, aside from Merigold. I think there's Oritz.
Oritz, is it?
Oritz.
Ortiz, Oritz, and Otis, is that what they're called? Wow!
And Aston Merigold.
Brilliant!
There is backing dancers.
Ortiz, Oritz, and Otis, and Aston Merigold. This is an amazing band. I wish I'd got into them when they were still around. They sound brilliant. Please welcome Otis. Was that it? Aston Merigold, champion of gloves and cider. Why are they called JLS if they're Otis? Why are they called Ooh-ah? Maybe that's the cider connection. Ooh-ah.
Yeah. They're like the modern-day Wurzels. That's what they are.
Okay. We've got a brand new combine harvester.
It makes sense now.
No, it all makes sense.
Yeah. No, we were talking about their condoms just the other day,
We were talking. They've got their own range. What's going to happen to the range of JLS condoms?
Well, I do not know. My doctor, actually, has got a cupboard full of JLS condoms, which she can't give away.
Really? So,
that's going to be a massive
But again, like I said before, you don't want the face of Ortiz, Otis, or Artis on your gentleman, just a gentleman, do you? When you're
no,
you know that, do you? That would put you right off.
It would.
Which is the ugliest one? Because that's the one that you could keep you going longer, wouldn't it? Keep the wolf from the door.
I don't know, Oritz.
So the one with Oritz on would keep it. God. Anyway, Dave's making a face, so let's move on.
He wants to move on. Okay, quick monkey update. Justin Bieber's abandoned monkey.
Oh yeah, the
one he left at an airport in Germany because he obviously couldn't take it on a plane with him.
Yeah.
Well, he's now just giving it away. He's officially abandoning it. He's actually going to forget the monkey. Oh, it's just a stupid little toy that he's carried around for a while.
He's left that monkey for...
It's a real monkey, Justin.
He's left it for a long time in quarantine over there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's left in Germany.
No, he's just giving it to him.
Honestly, Bieber, you leave the children waiting, and now you've abandoned a monkey properly.
Really, it's just outrageous. And, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Abs from Five.
Oh, right. I'm going to have to stop you there.
Yeah.
What?
Five reformed boy band. Slam Dunk, those with the funk, you know them.
Five will make you get up.
Yes.
Yeah, with the five instead of an F.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Abs says he could have been...
Abs, Ortiz, Otis. Yeah. Oh, God.
He reckons he could have been the male Lady Gaga.
Right. Is that because... Why?
Because he was solo and he was managed by Simon Cowell at the time. And I do vaguely remember him launching a solo career. But then he fell out with Cowell and got dropped.
Yeah.
And we've never heard from him since.
Right.
But he reckons if he'd have stuck with Cowell, he could have been... He could have been wearing his own outfit made of meat.
What's that quote there? What's that say?
He said... I was gutted. I would have been the male Lady Gaga with him.
Wow. Is that a role-playing fantasy?
Booyah!
Who are the rest of Five, Dave? Any idea?
Well, there's Jay.
Abs, Jay.
Imritz. Slamritz.
Hot Pant.
Horovitz.
Epilady.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So, good morning then, XFM Breakfast. Obviously, you know that because it probably says it on the front of your DAB. Sort of scrolls, doesn't it, the information? That's the modern way, Frank Turner. It's the modern way, I tell you.
The modern world. Fear the modern world.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, you said great there, but you're not even lying like a lot of people do when they come in. You know, people sort of go, yeah, I'm great. You know, but
I'm not lying. I never lie. That's a lie. I just lied right then. But this time I'm not. I'm in a good mood today. It's excellent. It's very nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Tape Deck Hearts out today. today?
Yes.
I've heard the album, and it is an excellent piece of work. First, let me tell you that. Quite sweary again, though, isn't it? Quite sweary for
you. Yeah, I had an interesting conversation with my record label about... It's one song in particular called Plain Sailing Weather on the record that has a swear word in the chorus. And the label were excited about it as a song that might be a single for the radio. And they spent quite a long time going, could you come up with an alternative? And I said... No. I mean,
but it does. But that's what I mean, because your work is very emotive. You sing from the heart. You get the sense that you're not lying in your songs either, and it comes from that sort of place. So I guess it's powerful, the swear, in the right place.
Yeah, I think that there's an art to a good swear.
What's your problem with Motley Crue, Frank Turner?
I don't really have a problem with Motley Crue. I mean, I'm not a massive fan, but I mean,
there's a song on the album for those who won't have heard it. Explain to me your.
There's a song that has a line in it. It's a humorous line. And I can't say it in full.
No.
Damn you, Motley Crue, is the clean version of it.
Do you remember the Motley Crue hygiene strike? Do you remember that?
No.
Do you not know about the Motley Crue hygiene strike? You've got Motley Crue, and they decided, apocryphal tale, I'm sure, yeah. But decided to go, so who could go the longest without washing or bathing, but still get off with groupies during the tour?
Why would you do that?
I don't know, but it ended with a groupie, shall we say, entertaining one of Motley Crue, and ended up being a bit sick in his lap, but it was all spaghetti, and that's what gave rise to Guns N' Roses' spaghetti incident type.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
That's the tale.
Good story. Can we just, incidentally, while we're having this conversation, can I just put in a vote for the fact I really hate the word groupie, because there's something really kind of demeaningly chauvinist about it. Yeah. It's just...
I'm quoting.
Of course you are, and that's fine.
I want to talk about ladies a little bit, though, because it seems to me, right, Frank, that just listening back over your albums and your songs,
yes.
There's a lot of... you don't seem to have a lot of luck with the ladies. Is that fair to say?
I mean, I think that the finger should probably be pointed more at me than anybody else.
It does seem to be in the songs. Yeah.
I've had some fantastic people in my life, but I'm usually the one who screws it up.
As you point out on the new album.
Yes, I mean, that is basically what the new record's about, is me messing up a good thing. Which I sit here being very humorous, but I think it's not really very funny subject, actually, at the end of the day.
That's why I brought it up. It's a bit of light and shade, Frank, isn't it? A bit of light and shade. I don't want to give you an easy ride. Think of this as Boris Johnson and Eddie Mair.
Okay. Who's who?
Don't worry. That's a fair point.
Can I be Eddie Mair?
Do you want to ask me some questions?
Yeah.
Whatever you like. I'm going to very quickly ask you about the Olympics as well, because we had Danny Boyle in here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really? How's Danny?
He's very well. Sends his regards.
Excellent. I'd send him right back, but I mean, I don't know when you're interviewing him next.
He'll be listening to this. And do you know why I know that? Because he listens to XFM. And he said, during the interview, that the first place he heard you was here on XFM.
Well, the fact that he told me as well, so clearly not a lie.
Not a lie,
or at least
either.
A consistent one, if it is a lie. No, the first time I met Danny, funny story. I've been called in to have a meeting with him in his office in East London. And I went down, and it occurred to me, I arrived, and I really need to go to Lou. So I went to Lou, and it occurred to me while I was in there that I didn't know what Danny Boyle looked like. So I got on my phone and did a Google image search, and then the picture came up, and then the guy at the urinal standing next to me went, hello. And I was like, oh, right, okay.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Well, if you're a regular listener to the XFM Breakfast Show, you'll know that... that's Imagine Dragons, by the way, and we like to take time out on the programme. Whenever that comes on, to Imagine Dragons ourselves, and we feel it's a nice way of we find it, like, it's like meditation. It's a meditative sort of process, isn't it? And you can step back a bit and step off the world and do it now. Just lie with us and
shake out a bit.
Yeah. You're probably at work now. Maybe you're there. Maybe you're at home still. I don't know. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just put down what you're doing. Put down your pen. Put down whoever you're carrying. Put down
your mugs.
If you're a vet, put down a dog that might need it. But
only if you're a vet.
Not if you're just a person. No, but you have to be trained for that. Don't otherwise it's cruel. Just sit back and imagine Dragons. Just take a deep breath. Imagine dragons. I imagine a dragon. What dragon are you imagining, Matt?
I thought for a second it was the soup dragon from the Clangers, but it's not. It's not that. It's not again. It's
again.
No, it's the band The Soup Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all dressed as dragons and covered in tinned tomato soup.
Oh, that's relaxing as a thought, isn't it?
Yes, soup dragons.
I'm imagining the Chinese New Year of the...
that's
what I'm imagining. Dave, you imagining a dragon, what are you?
Yeah, I'm imagining Kenneth Graham, the reluctant dragon from 1898, a dragon who does not want to act like a dragon, of course.
That's a good dragon.
Yeah.
That's a great dragon to imagine. If you want to imagine a dragon, why not just text us now, 83936, hashtag I'm imagining dragons, and tell us what dragon you're imagining. Sam on the Isle of Wight is imagining Smaug, the fire drake from The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah, good dragon.
Yeah.
Strong dragon.
Strong, very strong dragon. Someone here, I haven't put the name in it, but they're imagining Theopophytis from Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Flying around a castle tower where a helpless princess is trapped inside.
Ooh.
And then they've written, it's probably Louis Spence.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
In Roman times, there was a tradition, a celebration, a day when slaves became masters, and masters became slaves. They called it the Lords of Misrule. And we channel the Romans now on a Wednesday on XFM Breakfast by turning the tables on our masters. So you know the kind of thing, you've probably, on your way to work now, work, school, college, you know, you probably have to go to a meeting, won't you, today? Some sort of meeting. You're not looking forward to it, are you? Because what's going to happen is someone from HR or some such pointless department is going to stand up in a cheap suit and say words at you. They're going to say words that are corporate guff speak, corporate words that are meaningless. Nonsense phrases like, you know, phrases stand up there, don't they, with their Ponce Point presentation, and they say,
yeah, well, the thing is, you know, there's been a paradigm shift under the radar, and we've got to throw some positions under the redundancy bus.
You know, that kind of thing when you're in a meeting and someone's there saying that sort of stuff at you, they've learnt off a course.
Yeah, well, we see this amalgamation as just one of a series of seamless integrations on the whole journey of recontextualizing the parameters of kicking this particular idea can down the thought road.
And you just sit there, don't you? Just what, staring at and thinking, oh God, just go and do one, you over-verbal buttock. You know that? You know those meetings? You've all had them. We've all had them, haven't we? You've had one. You've got to have one today, probably. But this is where we turn those tables and kind of get our own back. Producer Dave, every Wednesday, really, is charged with going into some of the dull meetings he has here at XFM. He's the producer, he has to go to them. Armed with word ammunition supplied by you, his task is to get a corporate phrase, a corporate guff-speak phrase, into one of those meetings, phrases suggested by you, and then he records it on his iPhone. And we play it out on the radio the next day. That's how it works. This morning's, though, George in Sutton, I believe, suggested the corporate guff speak for this week. And Dave, without telling us what it is, do tell us about the meeting you took it into.
Oh, it was riveting. It was about the increase in temperature outside at the moment is around midday, affecting some parts of the building due to the sun coming in through the windows. Now, unfortunately, some of these windows don't really open very high, so we're not getting a full draft coming through. So it's causing some people to be slightly uncomfortable during the day and maybe not hitting their productivity maximisation.
Sorry, I missed all that. What were we saying?
Just a meeting.
So okay, a meeting. You got a phrase in it, did you?
Yes.
And it's from George in Sutton. Let's hear it.
It was really hot last summer as well, wasn't it? And people complained a lot. So I just think we need to kind of nip it in the bud if we can, because otherwise we're going to go through the next 4 or 5 months, everyone sweltering just when it gets a bit hot around midday just because we can't open the windows fully.
Can we not work outside the office on occasion, or is that
productivity lowers then, though, doesn't
right,
it?
Right, OK.
Yeah. We've been distracted.
Well, that's also a good point. I think what we need to do is we need to powwow on the now and not on the never-never land, because if we don't act now, we're going to go through another summer of everyone complaining about the temperature and the productivity levels. might decrease. I think we need to figure out.
Oh, Dave, good work.
With you.
We need to powwow on the now.
And not on the Never Never Land.
Oh, yes.
That's the best one ever.
George in Sutton. Thank you so much for that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
You're going to be my girl, Matt, at any point? Gonna...
Certainly not.
Music news.
No way. Would you touch me up with music news then?
No. Someone else you've been sort of flirting with recently. adding to the long list of men you've been flirting with.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, Matt.
Was Frank Turner, who was on the XFM Breakfast Show yesterday. And he is back on XFM tonight doing an Exposure album playback with John Kennedy. And James Buckley from The Inbetweeners has been telling XFM about sharing some fried chicken with Ian Brown backstage at a Stone Roses gig in Belfast.
It was quite emotional, don't mind admitting. Then I had a chat with Ian afterwards and he gave me some KFC.
That was brilliant.
He gave me some KFC, which was nice of him.
Right.
So there you go. He's talking to Gordon Smart.
More scoops around here, isn't it?
He's talking to Gordon Smart.
This is, hang on a minute. Wait a minute.
Just to pick the phone up. Well, is that the Sony judges? Yeah, no, you need to be listening to this. This is gold stuff. Yeah,
he's talking to Gordon Smart. He's talking to Gordon Smart. It was in The Sun. It made The Sun, that story.
That doesn't make it right.
The bigger story was he was said that the Inbetweeners are going to get back together and do another series.
Right.
Which apparently was a slight exaggeration from what he actually said on the show. He just said he really misses the guys.
Right, OK. And this was Gordon writing it up in his own Sun
column.
Into
a Gordon Smart exclusive. Yeah, so if you want to hear the rest of that interview...
and who wouldn't?
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Here's a terrible, embarrassing story that makes me break out in a cold sweat. Oh, God. It's awful. I don't even know why I'm going to talk about this now. It's awful. But Dave said, yeah, no, do that. Talk about that. Do that in the morning. Talk about that on the radio. So last night, OK, Frank Turner, you know Frank Turner, obviously. He was playing the Forum in Kentish Town here in London. And the XFM Breakfast team, I used inverted commas there, see that? Yeah, makes it sound like a cohesive whole, it's not. We went down, we thought, yeah, brilliant, Frank Turner playing, yeah, well, let's go, it's going to be amazing. And do you know what, it absolutely was amazing, one of the best gigs I've seen, it was really brilliant. Matt didn't go, did you, Matt, though? Matt, you see, so we all had...
Planning to go.
Well, exactly, well, we all had tickets.
But it was such a lovely sunny day that, you know...
It's a lovely sunny day.
You're out in the afternoon.
To hide yourself away.
Oh, yeah.
You get up and get outside, yeah. Matt Tyson. What happened?
You're out all day. You have to go to a meeting with a vicar about your wedding. You end up having a lunch and then some wine and, you know...
Yeah, those vicars, they really drag you down into the depths of depravity, don't they? Those vicars.
Before you know it, you're half cut in that you've been out in the sunshine all day and you fall asleep on a sofa.
What, clutching a vicar? In the arms, the bosom of a vicar.
Yeah.
Very lovely. What a lovely image I've got of you now.
Valerie, if you're listening, we know that.
Valerie?
That's the name of the vicar.
Vicar Valerie?
Yeah.
VV?
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, so while Matt was snogging a vicar, the rest of us on the show went down to...
Valerie, we'll talk later. Yeah. Call on me.
We went down to the Forum in Kentish Town to see Frank Turner, and Matt, as we say, didn't make it because he was drunk in the arms of a vicar. And Dave, was a great gig. It was
incredible. One of my best gigs of the last 12 months, I'd imagine. Yeah, it was incredible.
Absolutely brilliant gig. We were feeling quite on a high after it and everything else. And, what happened was, prior to the gig, Frank had said when he was in, you remember he was in on the XFM Breakfast Show last week, playing a couple of tracks live and having a bit of a chat. And he'd said, obviously, oh, you're coming down to the gig. Oh, yeah, here's tickets. Come down to the gig in Kentish Town. And he said, let's meet up for a drink afterwards. And of course, I said, yeah, brilliant. Let's meet up for a drink afterwards. Great. Frank Turner's just invited me for a drink there. It's, let's do this thing, I thought. So post gig, I thought, well, how am I going to sort that out? Because I haven't really thought to arrange that properly. So I texted him and I said these words. Let me just find the text. I said, Frank, it's John here. It's John from the X-Men Breakfast Show, you know. Now, you mentioned post-show drinks, didn't you, at the Forum, and I'm holding you to your word. Brackets. Now, I thought I'd big it up to get it. I thought, gig amazing, by the way. which it was, wasn't lying, of course, is Rob around to get us in. Now, Rob is the tour manager, I think, isn't he?
The plugger, yeah.
The plugger from the record company. And Frank texted me back. This is seconds after the gig. He texted me back straight away.
Wow.
And I, in the pub next door, like, just went, Frank's texting me back. Yeah, and showed this round like I'm the coolest guy in the room now, right? Because I'm like, yeah, Frank Turner's just texted me back seconds after he's come off stage. Me, a man from a radio, tin pot radio programme. Amazing. He texted back. And I said, great. He said, call Rob. Have you got his number? And he'll sort that out. And I hadn't got Rob's number. And I was like, oh, no, I haven't got Rob's number. So I texted Frank immediately back. With a sort of word, I can't read it out on the radio, but I've screen grabbed this text conversation, right? And we've put it on at XFM on Twitter. If you want to see my text conversation with actually Frank Turner and what sort of happened after that initial text, at XFM now, and have a look at that. Right, suffice to say, I used a word, I wasn't calling him a word. It was just a sort of throwaway word going...
It's quite an unusual phrase to use.
Well, it's not. I was a bit... That drink had been taken. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. You know, and then what I did, I sent him a word by accident. Not by accident, just sort of saying, no, I haven't got the number. Give us the number. And then I realised I'd said a word. And if you read it, right, in conversation, that would be fine. But if you read it, it looks like I've called him that. So I sent this text to him. And then I thought, oh, my God, what have I done? And I thought, oh, I just called him a word. I didn't mean to call him a word. So then I texted him again.
He double-texted, Matt. double-texted in the space of 5 minutes.
To explain that I didn't mean to call him that word. Right, you'll see that if you look at this text screen grab on the... just go and look at it online now, right? And you'll see what I did, right? And it's... and needless to say... He didn't reply.
Well, we spent the next 40 minutes stood in the pub waiting for the reply.
At my phone.
Just watching John squirm. And then we never got that reply, did we? We still not got it.
And then...
oh, no, because it does look like you called him that word.
Are you reading it? Are you reading it now?
No, it looks like you called him.
But in my defence... In my defence...
I mean...
No, look. In my defence, man.
Oh, my God.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
XFM new girl, Danielle Perry. She started last night. Excellent first show. I don't know if you heard it, but if you didn't, she's back again tonight. 7 till 10 on XFM. And really, yesterday, I guess it's fair to say, she spent most of last night's show getting to know her new XFM colleagues, her fellow presenters.
This is XFM with Danielle Perry. Beware of John Kennedy. John Kennedy basically savages ladies. I had a quick catch-up with him earlier, and it was all a bit cowboy time. But good. I like a good cowboy. This is X.
Whoa. Whoa. Well, there's an admission on her first day. Good Lord, Danielle.
XFM. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
XFM Breakfast then, good morning, Frank Turner, the mighty Frank Turner, to give him his full name.
Am I mighty?
Mighty.
I'm quite skinny.
You are a bit skinny, actually.
I am a bit skinny, yeah.
How do you retain your skinny good looks, Frank Turner?
Hold on, let me talk about two different things. My mother tells me I don't eat right when I'm on tour, and that's why I'm skinny. But I'm a thin person.
You're a thin man.
I'm a thinifer. Do you know what I mean? Well, that fat.
No.
Oh, it's an old children's book. Fatty Puffs and Thinifers.
Oh, I do know now.
Thinifer. That's me.
Lee Mack was in it the other day, and he claimed that everyone had either a face like a horse or a plate. Everyone. And so you look at Matt Dyson here, plate, obviously.
Plate, yeah.
Right? You, horse. That's how it works. That's how it is.
It's like I've been called a horse face on radio. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about that.
I mean it in the nicest possible way.
Well,
insult you a bit more, but I don't think so.
That's fine. I have thick skin.
Good. A thin body, thick skin. Your documentary that's on your website, the way I tend to be.
Yes.
This is going to link neatly to the song.
Look at this.
Come on.
Look at this. We're professionals
that's
in here.
Right. The way I tend to be, it's a little bit, a 15-minute or so retrospective of your career, which you sort of talk us through it in the clips. Mm-hmm. of you with very good long hair, by the way. Back
No. That's the thing about this documentary. The secret subplot is that it's a guide to my terrible haircuts over the years. I used to have long hair when I was a million dead, and like the day I cut it off, I called up my closest, nearest and dearest and said, why did nobody tell me to do this a long time ago? I look like an idiot. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
I used to have long hair. And when I saw that, I think what we should do here is, I've got an embarrassing photo of me with long hair. We should put these on Twitter. Previous long hair photos.
I thought you were about to suggest that we bring it back.
What I was going to say was that throughout the early days of your career in the documentary, you look a bit like Kenny Everett.
I will add that to the long list of people I get told I look like. I'm such a yarn spinner. I once got mistaken in a Russian bar. I got mistaken for Ed Norton by a Russian hooker who was soliciting for business and got very excited because he thought I was Ed Norton.
Yeah.
But the thing is, didn't speak any English and was just kind of ranting at me. And I was sort of going, help me. My Russian interpreter was like fending her off and laughing whilst he was doing it. And I was like, what's going on? She said, she thinks you're Ed Norton. I said, oh, okay.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So if you do want to go to AlexFM on Twitter, you can see the screen grab of my text conversation last night. Slightly drunken text conversation with Frank Turner. He not drunk, me, slightly tipsy. Having been to his gig at the Forum in Kentish Town, and it was an amazing gig, and I thought we'd go for drinks, and I texted him, and it all went a bit wrong. You just need to look at the conversation. I don't even need to tell you, just look at the conversation.
Yeah, instead of saying hell no, you said it in a different way that sounded like you were being really rude to him.
I just called him a name, and I didn't mean to call him that. It's not what I meant.
This comes across as being really offensive. Either that or some kind of late night booty call. Hi, Frank, love the gig. Fancy meeting up.
I haven't booty called Frank Turner.
I'm a bit squiffy, Frank.
I'm feeling horny. So songs that would be inappropriate for me, really, I think, is probably what we want from you today.
For John Holmes, the stupid girl.
Not even a girl. Ridiculous suggestion, not even a girl. It's quite a girly thing I did, though, isn't it? Oh, God.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
I'm John Holmes, and you're very welcome along this... it's looking like I'm going to sound like a radio DJ here. Yeah? I've been reading the manual, and there we go. Oh, welcome along to XFM Breakfast. What's looking like a sunny day in the capital today? With a high of 18 degrees.
Maybe time to dig those shorts out, guys.
I have to dig them out of my bottom cleft, is that what you meant?
Had to wear my shades for the first time the other day.
Good DJ laughing there, Matt, like that. Oh, it's, yeah. So, it may well be a sunny day in the capital, but it's also, of course, a notable birthday today. I don't know whether anyone's aware of that. It's a notable... Whose birthday is it today? Matt, do you know?
Is the 23rd of April.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
He was born... He lived in Stratford-upon-Avon. He was born in Stratford-upon-Avon. It is William Shakespeare.
Well, it is. Well, I was actually talking about my mum's birthday, which it also is today, so yes. No points. Nippon. It is my mum's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mum.
Happy birthday.
I don't know why I'm saying that. She literally doesn't ever listen to this. Why would she? But...
because you're on it, John.
Yeah, again. No.
It'd be nice of her to show an interest.
No.
Dave's mum listens. Val, I've just made friends with her on Facebook.
Morning, Matthew.
Val Masterman, yeah.
You say Facebook dating site. Match.com, more like. Shared interests, Dave.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Anyway, it's time for lazy PR on a Friday. What we like to do, you will, as you can imagine, working in the showbiz media, or even on the outskirts of it, like we purport to. We get sent a lot of PR press releases from public relations companies, PR, both their PR.
and marketing opportunities and guest suggestions for the XFM Breakfast Show. We get sent this all the time. Most of them are utterly, utterly misaimed. They're clearly from companies, PR companies, marketing companies that have never heard this programme at all. And they send us these press releases and bits of email that they just that we're not going to touch in a million years. And we like to round it up for you on a Friday, pick the laziest PR that we possibly can from the week, and round it up. Matt, what useless nonsense has come in this week?
This is one of the best stroke worst ones I've ever seen.
Oh, good God.
Sent to the XFM Breakfast Show as a possible guest, possible interview on the show.
Yes.
Would we like to talk to television ice skating judge and Olympic champion Karen Bob? A, I don't know who she is.
Right.
I've never heard of her.
Okay.
But then get what she's going to talk about.
Go on.
She would like to come on.
Yes.
And talk about her struggle with the menopause.
Dave, why didn't you book her? This should be gold.
I dropped the ball. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you did drop
menopausal
the
ball. Chat on XFM.
With all your menopause news.
Unbelievable.
Here's an exciting interview opportunity. That's not my words. That's the words of the subject line of the email that arrived.
Yeah.
And you be the judge. Exciting email, exciting interview opportunity. Hi, friendly start. We've got a lovely piece for Friday to end the week on. It's an interview to cheer up even the most grumpy soul! Exclamation mark. There's a new report out, of course there is, that shows that as a nation we need cheering up. 14% of us, only 14% of us, consider ourselves happy. Here it comes. Here's the cliche.
Here we go.
To raise our spirits, we have Fijian rugby player Akapusi Kera in studio to tell us what makes him happy. Why not talk to him? Everyone is cheering up with a Fijian rugby player.
Wakapusi Kera.
Wakapusi Kera.
The go-to guy.
The Gosler and Fiji rugby player.
Yeah.
Everyone, the household name.
Who wouldn't want that?
Wow, yeah.
Oh.
Talked to him for hours. So that was another one we crossed off. But yours is a physical thing.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, this is... I was handed this as I walked into the building this morning. I walked in. I got here at 5 a.m, right? And a PR girl, because this is also what happens. I don't just email you sometimes. Sometimes physical humans turn up clutching gifts. And in the reception here in Leicester Square, right, a girl who looked like she really didn't want to be here or up at this time, bless her. And she handed me, as I walked in, she went, John. And I went, hello, thinking, I'm going to be killed. And no, it turned out she was a PR person. And she handed me a loaf of bread, right, a full, look, here it is, right, a loaf of white, thick sliced white bread, sellotaped to the front of it, is a One Direction CD.
What?
Seriously, there it is, here it is, One Direction. Live while we're young, it says there.
What's the connection?
Well, what a good question, Matt. I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Here's the headline on the bit of paper that was also sellotaped to the loaf of bread. British breakfast moving in one direction. Pop is the perfect formula for getting kids up and out of the house in the morning. It's a daily dilemma for every parent. Apparently, new research out today suggests that focus groups up and down Britain have uncovered the ultimate routine for a stress-free morning. The large-scale study, and let's give them the plug, led by family baker Warburtons, for it is them. It's, this is research, obviously. It's not PR. No, this is serious scientific research.
Yeah.
Half of Britain's mums use music to get kids up in the morning and find pop to be the most effective genre.
Wow.
And so what they've done to tell us that is sellotape the band One Direction to a loaf of bread.
On all days, the day we do lazy
and
PR.
A lady waited for me from XFM, One Direction being one of our core artists, to hand me that this morning and say, can you talk about this on air, please? And do you know what I said?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And let's just go back one more time to talk about Brian May's Badger song, The Badger Song, which he's working on with Brian Blessed. He unveiled it the other day. This is what he unveiled.
Good.
Oh no, a cold.
Badger, 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 badger.
Save the badgers. It's since transpired that this is actually, he's actually ripped this off from a track that was around, what, over 5 years ago? What was that called, Dave?
It's called Badger, Badger, Badger.
Badger, it's called Badger, Badger,
I wonder
Badger,
where they got
Badger.
That title from.
And it sounded like this.
It was an internet, it was a sort of internet virally thing, this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's a bit about a snake in a minute. To be fair, that is channeling Queen, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, he says it's going to sound a bit like Queen Flash Gordon's song.
Right,
that's right. So I suppose it takes a bit of that and a bit of Flash.
And just a bit of a man dancing on his own in a room, having taken, you know, too many Baroccas.
Yeah.
Mainlining Baroccas into his own brain.
Him on a very good day.
Wow, well, that's... Badger, badger, badger.
Anyway, that's your badger update.
Badger, 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 badger. Everybody, come on. Badger, 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 badger. Matt, join in. Badger, 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 Dave. Badger, 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 badger.
Mushroom, mushroom.
Badger, 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 badger.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And that's Imagine Dragons. And what we like to do when we play that is take a little bit of time out on the XFM Breakfast Show and all sort of invite you to meditate. Put down whatever you're doing. Put down your pens, your pencils, your keyboards, your mice. If you're driving, put down your steering wheel, but only when you've pulled over safely. Whatever you're doing, just stop it now and rest your head on whatever is in front of you and do that thing that yoga people do where you put your arm, your fingers together, you know, circle. Close your eyes and imagine... This is what it just really helps. I promise it helps. Imagine dragons. So just take some deep breaths now. Just... Imagine. We're all imagining dragons in here. We want you to imagine them wherever you are as well. Just listen to my voice now and relax. As you imagine some dragons, just relax. And imagine some dragons. Imagine some dragons now. Just keep your eyes closed and just keep imagining dragons. What dragon are you imagining, Matt? What dragon are you imagining this morning to help you meditate?
Right, John, it's the cuddly-looking yet dangerous Falcor the Dream Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
From the Neverending Story. And he's being ridden by Lamal from Kajagooga.
Is he?
Over a mountain.
It's a very relaxing thought,
it's
isn't it?
Really helping me through today.
I'll tell you what dragon I'm imagining this morning. I'm imagining the dragon from the line drawn by the strength of yoked dragons' necks from Christopher Marlowe's play Dr. Faustus. That's the dragon I'm imagining.
Oh, that one.
You know that one?
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Ooh.
Yeah. But oddly, weirdly, it's been ridden by Lamal out of Kajagooga. Over a mountain. Coincidence. What dragon are you imagining, Dave? What dragon?
This morning, John, I'm imagining Blubberwing from the film How to Train Your Dragon. You know, projects large fireballs and extremely hot gas, as I'm sure you're aware. A very heavy-looking dragon related to the Gronkle. She's been ridden by Lamal out of Kajagoogoo.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Depeche Mode, enjoy the silence. The text silence that came my way from Frank Turner last night after I had texted him in a slightly drunken way. If you'd like to see that text conversation, it is on Twitter at XFM. And let us never, ever now, anyone in here, speak of this again. Do we all agree?
No.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And there we go. Those were the least worst bits of last week's Breakfast Show. Breakfast Show available in real time, 6 till 10, weekday mornings. What's funny about that? What? What's funny about that?
Nothing. No, it's great.
She's on the booze.
Yeah. I just want to say, I don't think the podcast will be as good next week.
Oh, yeah, because you're not with us anymore, are you? That's true. I think that's true.
It's going to be a terrible one.
She's getting
Figures
more
are going to go down.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it could go any lower, Olivia. To be fair. You're the only one who listens to it. So if you keep downloading it when you're at home, the figures will stay the same. We'll miss you, Olivia.
Thanks.
But not the smell of drink.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
Good morning, welcome to XFM, and that is the Foo Fighters. And this is Josh Widdicombe. Hello, I am joined this morning, for the first hour at least, by Pappies.
Hoi, hoi.
Hello.
Hello.
And that there's three of them. Now, let's explain what Pappies is. If people don't, in the small rare occurrence that people don't know who you are.
Well, why don't you describe, because you've seen what we do, why don't you describe what it is that we do? Be nice, though.
Well, I didn't realise that the hunter was going to become the hunted so early in the show.
Frost Nixon'd you very early on.
Unbelievable. You're a three-man sketch troupe. Who,
yes.
I'm gonna stick my neck out and say you're Britain's top sketch troupe.
Wow.
Wowee.
Which I guess is sort of damning with faint praise, really.
Music. Music. That rocks.